With sincere apologies for our late start to those of you who have been milling around outside, can I welcome you all to the Communications Committee meeting. I especially want to welcome Michelle Poole on my right, who's standing in for Sian, and a safer pair of hands you couldn't find anywhere in the communications and media management area. So Michelle, it's great to have you back, even though it's for a short time.
Thank you.
I want to welcome Gareth as well, who's a new temp member of our comms stakeholder engagement team. Gareth's a recent graduate in the science communication area, and that's exactly what we need. So it's great to have you here, Gareth. Welcome to Jono and to our team at the end there of Eleanor, Ben and Lisa. I think I've covered everybody. And thank you, all of you, who contributed to the major part of our agenda. So let's start formally now. I've got the apologies from Councillors Law and Neil. I'll move that we accept those. Is there a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Hope. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. I don't know of any changes to the agenda. No, that's fine. Does anybody have a conflict of interest with any aspect of our agenda in front of us? No, that's fine. And we have the minute. Now, Lauren, I meant to ask you before, the agenda says we're to confirm the minutes of the 21st of September 2017.
That would be a typo by the Secretary. I apologise. 13th of June.
Okay, yeah. So it's the minutes of the 13th of June that were the attachment to the agenda. Would somebody move, please, the confirmation of those? Councillor Hope, seconded. Councillor Noon, those in favour say aye.
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 Against, carried. The one item on the agenda is the Director's Report on Progress, and as usual, it's thorough, it's comprehensive, and it covers our region geographically and by topic. There's just a few things I wanted to highlight, and the first of them, Eleanor, is the Eco Fund, which is item 2.4. Councillors, you would have seen yesterday in our lunch area a pile of the pamphlets that have been published on the Eco Fund, and I don't think we've got any examples left. Oh, yes, we have. Lisa has them, and we'll distribute them just in case you didn't have the chance to look at them yesterday. But the thing we have set up for you now is the video, which is part of the Eco Fund promotion as well, which both promotes and explains the Eco Fund. Thanks to our colleague Chantel. Can we have that now?
Hi, I'm Chantel from the Otago Regional Council. Have you heard about our Eco Fund? It's about supporting community-driven environmental projects. So come with me and we'll see some of the amazing environmental work that the council has already supported.
The project arose because local landowners and urban residents in the communities around Orokanui saw the birds spilling over from the fence. So the Otago Regional Council provided funding for traps. So it was specifically for the hardware, so the trapping mechanisms and the boxes.
Otago Regional Council was a significant donor. The monies that they gave enabled us to buy all those shrubs.
And what inspired you to undertake the work?
Something that the whole community would benefit from, and it's something that's long-lasting.
We've planted about 40,000 trees out on the island.
It's a good number.
Yes, and now it's mainly maintenance work. The funding from RSC was amazing, really, because we were able to buy two big scrub bales. We were able to buy a chainsaw and also a second sprayer.
I'm part of the Otago Peninsula Biodiversity Group. We've been going 10 years and we've been working on making the peninsula pest-free. The funding we received enabled us to trial this fence, which was a key part of our project, and also it enabled us to look back at some of our monitoring.
The project's about threatened species within the Makarora catchment and protecting, enhancing and restoring those populations. This area is just so amazing for biodiversity.
So you received a bit of funding from the Otago Regional Council. Can you explain how that helped your project?
It's ensured the progression of the threatened species programmes. Things like equipment, expertise, or surveys, transport, expenses, project management, all those things.
Lindisfarne Conservation Group is a group of community volunteers who are in partnership with the Department of Conservation to look after Lindisfarne Scenic Reserve. We have funding from the Otago Regional Council for tools. We need specialist tools for taking out briar, loppers and gloves and protective gear.
So that's what we launched 2 days ago, and it's out there now. And of course, the thing that didn't come out of that video quite so much, but it is in the pamphlet, is that this fund has a unique feature, which is that we are now funding operational administrative staff costs. And I think we're probably the only fund out there in that market which offers that support. And that's something which volunteer groups often need as much as they need loppers and hammers and pruners, and now they've got access to it through our Eco Fund. Is there any comment or question on what you've just seen and what you've just read in the pamphlet? Brian?
Yes, so that video there will be on our website or something, is it? Or how else do we get that out there, you know?
I sent an email out to all of you a couple of days ago with the website link to the Eco Fund page on there, and that is on there. We're also done a Facebook post that we've boosted, so it's going to go Otago-wide to all Facebook users in Otago, not just those who like the ORC page. We also hope that will end up with a few other people liking the ORC page as a result. We will be doing some direct, or have done, and will continue to do some direct communications as well with the TAs and other people who have registered their interest in it to help spread the word of the Eco Fund.
Right.
That's great, Lisa. Any other questions or comments on that? Okay, out of interest, who made that video?
Reframed Media, who are a local company. They've done a number of films for us. They did the Good Water and Otago Values video.
Okay.
And they also last year did the Old Man's Beard video for us.
Uh-huh. And wasn't Chantal good?
Yes. The natural.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Okay, that's great. On to the agenda then. Councillor Hope.
Sorry, just thank you through the chair. Just about Chantal, she's a real little asset. She was very good down at the Pomahaka. I didn't realise her specialty is wetlands. And just on that, she had gone to a conference in New Zealand to talk about her speciality to do with that. She's an asset, and I hope we can retain her. Great girl.
Yeah.
Got a wonderful rapport. Great at Kaitangata too, wasn't she? Wonderful.
Yeah. No, thanks for that, Councillor Hope. We've got so many assets in our stakeholder engagement team. I wanted to highlight 2.6 as well, the Freshwater Improvement Fund, the Upper Clutha Lakes Trust, that item there I found very interesting. And I wondered whether Councillor Lawton wanted to make any comment on that.
Yeah, thank you. It's fantastic to have finally had it signed off with the Ministry for the Environment. It's been a very long road for that group, and they've put a huge amount of voluntary time into it. They are actually just about to get to their first milestone reporting period, and they've managed to achieve all the first. It's been very busy. They only had like 6 weeks or something ridiculous to get all of those done, and they've managed to achieve all of those. Their first big project milestone in terms of engagement with the communities on Monday.
I see that.
Which will be a really interesting workshop. I had asked to go along and be a fly on the wall. I'm now helping to facilitate the last part of it. It's bringing all those specialists around urban stormwater together, and I think it'll be really valuable for the staff to come along, for those that are coming from ORC to see, I guess, responses from that community, from the Upper Clutha. And just thinking the other aspect of it that isn't so much written up there is that there's been a huge amount of riparian planting already undertaken in partnership with the Million Metres Trust, I think they are, who have helped fundraise for that as well. So, yeah, there's a lot happening there.
Yeah. Thanks, Councillor Lord. I should have briefed you before that I was going to ask you to comment, but that's really helpful. And I'm sure you'll keep us up to date with how that goes. 2.7, I note that Dr. Palmer and Ms. Sutton are meeting with the Friends of Lake Hayes later this month, and they'll have lots of interesting stuff to talk about as a result of yesterday.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just something I'd like to put on the table about that. It's probably a wee bit off the topic, but it occurred to me yesterday when we were looking at the potential funding policy around that work in Lake Hayes that this could be a candidate for the Provincial Growth Fund, given its iconic national tourism we're talking about here. And that's the Shane Jones Fund I'm talking about.
Yep.
You know, I think they should have a look, you know, maybe have a look, explore that and see if there's any opportunity with that, given, as I say, its national prominence and everything.
Yeah. Councillor Woodhead, how do we access that fund?
There's a staff group and government looking after it. My understanding of the process, which is reasonably limited, is that you've got to register an interest and then start a process of working with it. And we can probably ask staff to follow that up.
Do you agree with Councillor Brown that this could be a candidate?
Yes, I do. And, you know, top of my head, it's certainly nationally significant, Lake Hayes, isn't it? And some assistance with the purchase of, for example, capital items with whatever we community through the consultation process decide to pick up.
Okay.
It's certainly worth exploring, yeah, no, absolutely.
The benefits need to be widely spread, apparently, with this fund, and I think they are with this.
Oh, of course they are, yeah, yep. Thank you so much for raising that possibility. Any other comment about that?
Oh dear.
All right, I wanted to highlight item 2.8 as well, the Simon Davies farm visit. I was curious about that when I asked Ms. Sutton to give me some more background as to whether we were focusing on this particular property because of the position held by Simon Davies as the Fed Farmers President, or whether because the property was such a pioneering venture. And the answer was the latter part, that from visits that staff have made to this property, they've decided that it is well worth our considering as councillors having a visit to look at what's going on that property as a model for other areas. Does anybody else have any knowledge or background on this? Yeah, Councillor Hope.
I don't have so much through the chair knowledge, but Mrs. Gardner and myself were invited enthusiastically by the new president of Otago. He's got passion, he's young. Well, he's our age, Sarah, so that's young. No offence to anybody, because we had a bit of a comparison. and he's just sort of an out there and sort of go-get-it guy. And he's very enthusiastic, and there is a big passion with him about farming and trying to do the right thing and working with ORC. It came through that day, didn't it? The invitation has been extended quite often.
Yeah, also met with him just last week. Might have been this week. To just talk about the issues that are on the table for farmers at the moment, and he was great to engage with and very proactive.
Right. Well, I think we can all look forward to the opportunity that'll come our way to go and have a look at what he's doing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
good. Yeah. Have I missed anything on the agenda so far that anybody else wanted to talk about? No? In that case, we'll skip to the Good Water Project update, which I'm sure we're all sort of anxious to see some results from. And apparently we're going to have next month a significant workshop on the results of the survey of the 800 people across Otago, which is referred to there. That's all I can tell you so far about it at this stage. Moving on down the agenda, anything else? Yes, Councillor Hope.
Just to reiterate before that it was a very good night, the Pomahaka Water Care visit that
that's
had
5.3, yeah.
My apologies, 5.3. And they're doing a great job. Looking forward to working with them again.
Yes, they are an outstanding group. We know that because they've come and told us about their work. Note 5.4 as well on that theme about, I think it was Councillor Laws who asked for a map showing where all the catchment groups were, and that has turned out to be rather more complicated than we thought it might be, because there's so many different kinds of groups and so many different nooks and crannies. But the team is working on that. Yeah. 6.2, public transport communications. Again, in September, at our committee round then, when we discussed the bus hub launch, the plans for communicating that, we'll then have also a report on the new ticketing system timelines for both the Queenstown and Dunedin networks. Anything further coming up that anybody wants to highlight? I think I've covered the points that I thought were of particular interest. I note in 11.5 that the navigation bylaws are being promoted for consultation, and we're using again the Your Say platform. We had the launch of the Love Your Leith next phase with the work done at the Polytechnic Hub on getting public input into that, and it seems to be working well. We don't have Chantal here to give... No, not Chantal.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
She's finished.
Yeah, of course, that's right. She's off doing her master's. Damn shame that, but never mind. Good luck to her. I note that the principals of the Enviro schools are being invited to a series of breakfast meetings, and apparently nationally that's been a very good way of invigorating the Enviro schools, getting it through their strategic tops. Apart from that, I had no other comment I wanted to make on the director's report on progress, unless anybody else wants to raise anything else. Councillor Woodhead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'm still on the director's report. 11.2 rabbits. So it's good to see that we're planning on a workshop on the peninsula with landholders, looking at helping landholders understand the options they have to control those pests, and then potentially rolling that out across the region. And it's particularly timely when we're, you know, new virus in the autumn, and just a reminder that landholders do have responsibilities, and there's a number of options in which they can undertake the responsibilities.
I may, through you, yep. Chair, it's particularly important that we reach the smallholders, if you like, the lifestyle block people who are less attuned perhaps to seeing rabbits as a pest and more as something cute. So some work to be done there.
Okay. Nothing further. I'll move the recommendation that we note the director's report on progress. Is there a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Hope. Open for discussion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. And I thank everybody for their attendance and thank all the staff who contributed to that report.
Thank you.
I declare the meeting closed.
Thank you.